From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from the NPR studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Good morning, everybody. I'm Allison Stewart. It is Thursday, March 20th, the first day of spring. And hey, I want to give a little personal shout out. Yes, I am going to take over the show for personal reasons at the moment. My friend, Anderson Cooper, you may have heard of him. Anderson, if you were watching his interview with Barack Obama last night, you might have noticed he had sort of a cut underneath his eye. Well, it's all over the wires today that Anderson had a cancerous mole removed, actually, from his face. He had skin cancer. Spokespeople are saying that there's no indication the cancer has spread. He, you know, he's a private guy. I've known him for a long, long time. We used to actually anchor ABC's overnight news show together, so I spent a lot of quality time in the middle of the night with this man. He is really private about stuff like this, but he blogged about it because he knew he'd have this big thing under his eye, and he wrote on his blog, "I hadn't planned on mentioning this, but I still have stitches. No doubt you'll notice them. Didn't want you to think I got into a fist fight with Charlie Rose." If you've seen those pictures of Charlie Rose with the big, giant black eye. So, Anderson, I hope you are doing well. Feel better. He's actually said he might actually come in and co-host the show one day. I'm working on that. Anyway, coming up this hour, a musician, a press secretary, and a black rabbi walk into a bar. Not exactly. It's the first day of spring, so we are going to introduce a first in our new series of first, featuring folks who are the first people to do something extraordinary, to break through a glass ceiling, to open a door. Today, we'll speak to the first black rabbi on the Chicago Board of Rabbis. And the BPP's musical op-ed contributor, Jill Sobule, will join us in the studio. You know, she's been raising money to record her new album by soliciting donations online from fans and offering cool perks like producer credits or t-shirts. She's also been writing a few songs about what's been going on in the news lately. She'll perform one of those op-eds for us. Plus, we'll find out why former White House Press Secretary Dee Dee Myers thinks women should rule the world. All that and the most, but first. The Midwest is underwater. At this hour, at least 13 people are dead, 3 people missing, and thousands are being evacuated as record flooding hits the Midwest. Check back with NPR.org for updates. Continuous rainfall since Monday has dumped more than a foot of water in parts on the nation's midsection, leaving roads and homes underwater. As rivers continue to rise, the worst may still be yet to come.
There's been some floods around here before, but it was worse than it's ever been. I mean, it was just unimaginable.
That was Kevin Ludeke, a resident of Piedmont, Missouri, one of the worst hit areas. The record flooding there has been blamed for at least 5 deaths and caused the evacuation of more than 500 homes. President Bush declared Missouri a major disaster area last night, ordering federal funds to help recovery efforts. Flash flooding is expected to worsen in the coming days as rivers threaten to rise up to 2 more feet from storm runoff. Missouri resident Michael Goforth says he was swept away by the rushing waters.
I was washed off a country road on Clark's Creek, dropped off in a hole, and it washed my vehicle completely off the road.
Also washed away were 2 people in Arkansas who are still missing. And in Texas, a search is underway for a teen washed down a drainage pipe. The National Weather Service has issued flood warnings from Texas to Ohio, and the storm is now headed east to New England. For updates on the story throughout the day, do head to NPR.org. Now here's Laura Conaway with some more of today's headlines.